Friday morning, nice to see people out. This is the 45th Folklife Festival. Welcome and welcome and welcome. My name's Andrew. I'm going to be your host and MC here on the Fisher Green stage for about the next 4 hours. Everybody say hello, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello, audience, and welcome again to the Fisher Green stage brought to you by 91.3 KBCS. So I'm going to keep my remarks here quick and to the point. We have some people here to officially open up the Folklife for 2016. Please welcome to the stage Rob Townsend.
Good morning. I'm Rob Townsend. I'm Executive Director of Northwest Folklife. What you all are going to do right now is more special than anything else that's happening on campus right now. So I'm delighted that you are here. It's a very important moment for us. We're starting this festival on hallowed ground that was home to the indigenous people that lived here way before any of us came. We are honored to have two representatives here who will talk a little bit about that and to properly bless our proceedings for the next 4 days. Cecile Hansen is the great-great-grandniece of Chief Seattle and has been the elected chair of the Duwamish tribe since 1975. She's a founder and current president of the Duwamish Tribal Services. She is joined this morning by Ken Workman, who is great-great-great-great-grandson of Chief Seattle and a member of the Duwamish Tribal Council. We are honored to have them both with you, with us. Ken and Cecile, I'm pleased to have you. Please join us up here.
Thank you very much. I want to say good morning to all you honored guests and residents of the city of Seattle. Thank you for inviting the Duwamish tribe, the indigenous people of Seattle, who gave up 54,000 acres, which takes this area in. But you know, I want to let you know, we do own 2/3 of an acre by the Duwamish River. You know where the Duwamish River is? Okay. We have this wonderful piece of property where our longhouse. And why I bring that up is that we want you to come and visit us down at by the Duwamish River. You know, the Duwamish tribe signed a treaty in 1855, gave up the land, but their promises of the treaty was not fulfilled. The reason I'm telling you, you need to know, some people don't know about the Duwamish tribe, but we know we're still here. We might have signed a treaty in 1855, and you have to blame the government. Don't tell them I said that, because they didn't fulfill the promises of the treaties 1855. The treaty is still intact. People, a lot of Native Americans are acknowledged, but our tribe is still going through this status of trying to prove who we are, and that's not fair. Look at my phone is ringing. That's not fair. It's the government, yeah. It's really weird. I should have shut it off, but we'll move on because I have stuff to share with you. Anyway, we count our blessings because we do have a cultural center, and we like to share our history about the Duwamish tribe. Because some people forget that there is the indigenous people, that we are here, we're intact, and we're still surviving. And we count our blessings by the Creator. We are all blessed with this wonderful Seattle Center, where the city reflects who were here first. And you got to remember, this was all forest before treaty times, and our people used to travel from Puget Sound. Everybody know where Puget Sound is? There. Travel through the woods, camp here, and go to Lake Union. Now, you know where all Lake Union is? It's where all that buildings are coming up. They're losing the lake there somewhere, but I know we all know where Lake Union is, right? Well, our people used to come from the Sound, camp here, rest here, maybe cook a salmon or two, and go over to there and get in their canoe. But I just want to let you know, there is a lot of history reflecting this area when there was forest. Look at that tree up there. I mean, that's the Space Needle. Anyway, we want you to feel very, very welcome to join Folklife today. because it's a wonderful functioning event where we all come together and to enjoy what's going on during this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Monday. Is it Monday too? It ends on Monday? Okay. Anyway, which brings me to tell you this, I have to read it because it's something that that we need to hear once in a while. So I'm going to say this, and you can just shut your eyes and listen to what I have to say. Oh, Great Spirit, I pray for this world so that those atomic weapons or other bad things that we point at each other will one day soon be destroyed. I pray for the adversities that will communicate and all the mistrust that will be healed. Oh, Great Spirit, I pray for the environment. I pray for its cleansing, the renew of all the rivers polluted for the fish who come streaming up clean rivers, and eventual renew of all our Mother Earth. We pray for successful folk life and a good weather to bless all visitors. And we want to thank you for inviting the Duwamish tribe. And I want to let you know, have a great and safe holiday. Thank you for letting me share the few words. And you guys do have a good time. And the weather will be, I'm going to tell you as somebody that knows about weather, that we are going to have a nice weekend. And hopefully if it rains, it'll be raining at nighttime. And we'll have beautiful weather right now. Anyway, have a good time.
Thank you very much, Cecile. That looks like we're officially open. It's 2016 Folklife this year. Everybody give a big round of applause and say, yes! Well, I'm glad to see some of you actually stop by our donation and information stations on the way in. I see some of this year's button on people. That's awesome. That's excellent. Thank you very much. Folklife can't work without you and your $10 donation. We do this so we can have a Folklife next year as well. So I'm going to keep my remarks here. Again, short and sweet. We have our first act just chomping at the bit to get on stage. We have a family from Orcas Island. Well, actually, I'm going to keep this really short and sweet. Ken would like to have a couple words here.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll try to keep this real short. In our native language, Lushootse, we speak Southern Lushootse down here. And so a long time ago, when we would welcome people onto this land, it would sound something like this. Welcome, my friends, onto this land, the land of our ancestors, the land where they once lived. That we now live here today, the Duwamish people. The Duwamish people, we're called Duwabs, and Du means inside, and Abs means people. And so our land used to go from way up north where we know the county border, the county line is 205th, all the way down to South Center. And all of this stuff used to be Duwamish land. And these are the 54,000 acres that our Chair Cecile Hansen was talking about. So in our words, Gwigwi hit Dr. Siaya, Andisha, Ogurap Aturi Tuhak, the Yayanap, Dacho Slahil. Welcome, my friends, onto this land that our ancestors once lived. Gwigwi Hidak, Gwigwi Hidak, Gwigwi Hidak. And when I say Gwigwi Hidak, this means welcome to all of our friends, all of our honored ones, all of our relatives. Yayustob Stiz Da Hatatuavs to Ishachan. I am workman of the Duwamish tribe. Gwigwi Hidak to Siaya. Welcome, my friends. Hoi. And for that, Mr. Andrew.
Thank you very much, Ken. So I'm going to bring out our first performers. Please put your hands together and welcome the Crow Valley String Band.
Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Griffiths in the car, and one of the agreements we made was that he wouldn't pay Nancy Griffiths and I would stay, but then we found ourselves playing a Hank Williams song that he used to play Nancy Griffiths singing this one, so here we are, Hank Williams, Your Cheating Heart.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on. Thank you.
Second tune is an American tune, and here we go. You good, Tash? So when some people ask if this is a banjo that Tashi's playing, I trust that everyone who comes to Folk Life knows this isn't a banjo, because there are no banjos allowed in this band. Tashi's playing the mandolin. Sometimes he plays the seven-string mandolin, because he plays so enthusiastically he breaks strings while we're playing. You nearly there, Tash? Okay, take it away, Kai. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you. This next tune we're gonna play is one that's on our CD over here for sale, and this is an Nancy Griffith tune that we learned from our neighbor Gordon, and so it's called Knight Rider's Woman.
And what's fun about being in a family band is deciding who gets to do work, who gets to do what. So when we started, these guys were really quite small, and I got to be in charge, and that has all changed. And
I was small or in charge?
What's that?
I was small or you were in charge?
I was in charge. And so what was fun about this tune was that the boys argued as to who got to sing the lead on it. Now come back next year, because Tashi's voice might not be the same next year as it is this year. Well, hopefully we're here next year. Anyway, so what's nice about our CD is that it captured this moment in time when these guys were younger and very fun. Okay. I think it's the wind blowing. This piece of tent was trying to dance with me on that last piece. I think it's throwing Tashi's mando off a little bit. I have to tell banjo jokes, but maybe there are some banjo players out there. Are we good? Okay, Knight Rider's Lament, Michael.
Thank you.
cookies.
Pretty song. We it's traditionally done with a yodeler. We tried, we failed. On our CD, did we mention our CD? Which is for sale here for just $10. Our good friend from the island, Gordon, yodels on it, and it's very fun. It's very, very fun to hear. So there are lots of, it's fun living on an island. It's fun in the summer as long as you don't have to leave the island. But I'd encourage you all to come to the islands. It's a very beautiful place, to be. And we have lots of friends that play music up there. We actually started having the Irish session at our house when the kids were very small. They used to try and fall asleep to the Irish session. Our friend Bob, who plays the boron, Kai would say, "Is Bob coming tonight?" We'd say, "Why? I can't sleep when Bob comes and plays his boron." So we're going to play a Celtic set next, and Kai takes piano lessons from a very fun guy who makes him do hand-on exercises and scales. He calls those Brussels sprouts, but dessert is improvisation and composition. And this next piece was a piece Martin said, Kai, write me a piece called Scotland. And did you, Kai?
Yeah.
So it's a tune. I'm talking a lot because I'm trying to get Tashi to tune. So it's a tune called Scotland. We shouldn't get into politics on the stage. I wanted to call it We're Better Together, but we stuck with Scotland. And we're pairing it with three other Scottish tunes, Calliope House, in a couple of keys. And if we make it to the end, Mason's Apron. Thank you. say thank you very much to Folk Life for letting us open the festival this year. Folk Life is an amazing occasion. Please donate to Folk Life. You'll see buckets all over the place. Your donations help the festival run, help us to give us this great venue to come and play wonderful music. Would you like to just thank John and Johnny on sound for doing a great job for us today? Big round of applause for them. Great job for Andy and Rich backstage. And we're going to finish up our set here with a sweet. Okay, so a couple of tunes. They're telling me stop talking, so we're just going to play a couple of Swedish tunes. Thank you very much for being our audience and starting Folk Life. Thank you. string band from Orcas Island. These two boys play as Brother for Sale. They play some pretty mean bluegrass. They'll be playing on the back porch stage tomorrow at 11:45. Thank you very much, everybody.
Please keep that going all the way for all the way from Orcas Island, the Crow Valley String Band. I'm not sure if they mentioned or not. They might have said they have a CD for sale. Please, if you like what you heard, please support your artists. They can't eat applause, but they can eat album sales. So please, $10 at the merchandise table. Here it is. It's called Island Time from the Crow Valley String Band. Woohoo! Yeah, all right. Hello again, audience. My name is...